Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
Let's go.
Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Over on the phone is Steven in Maryland. Steven, appreciate you calling. What's going on, buddy?
So this next week, I'm getting married. This will be my second marriage. The first one didn't work out, you know.
We figured.
So I know Bobby just got married recently. What should some things that I should be looking forward to being a married man?
You already been married. You were married before I was married.
I'm confused.
I should ask you.
He has more experience than we do.
Yeah, you're an old pro at this.
I don't know about that.
You're asking me.
It's still confused.
What about your first wedding? Not marriage, wedding. What happened at your first wedding?
Nothing really. Just walked down the aisle, danced, and that was it.
Mm. Cool.
This one is going to be bigger than the first one.
I'm assuming it's her first marriage then.
Yes, sir.
Well, how many people did you invite?
So far, we're at 60, and we're still going.
I mean, I don't know what to expect. He's had one. I don't really know. I mean, here's what's going to happen. People are going to look nice.
There's going to be music.
There's going to be
some
music playing. Yeah. There's going to be a specific individual that's tied to the Lord, a little closer than the others.
Yes.
And he's going to lead you through. You're going to say some words back. You're going to dance a little bit.
Cake.
And and then a little wookie snookie, and then it's the next day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, so I rented a car for that day.
Mm-hmm.
Is that too much?
No, it's your day. And now that I've had a wedding, I can say this. It's your day. Do whatever you want. As long as it's not illegal or not hurting anybody, do whatever you want. You want to be Star Wars? Be Star Wars. You want to be a nudist colony? Fine.
Wow, that'd
it
be
doesn't
crazy.
Matter. You want to tell people they can't wear jeans? Cool. Your party. Your day. What kind of car did you rent?
2015 Corvette.
Yeah.
They're going to drive off
day?
In it.
This isn't about taste, so I'm going to go yes. I like it. I'm not a big Corvette guy. Lunchbox is a big Corvette guy.
Corvette is cool, man. I rented one for my high school reunion, but my question is, if you're going to be drinking, I don't know if I'd drive the rental.
Maybe it's the leave car, because we used our Bronco. You take pictures when you drive off.
Oh.
Somebody drives it, right? Somebody drove your Bronco?
I mean, I don't drink.
Well, Bobby doesn't
drink, so
he drove.
That's true.
Because this guy sounds like he's a drinker.
Steven, it sounds like you're drinking now. I don't know. Steven, thank you. First of all, congratulations. So pumped you're having another wedding. And for calling us and asking for our advice. I don't tell him. He knows more about it than I do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Tom Brady going, hey, before a football game, should I like tie my shoes extra tight? I don't,
I'm headed to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I don't know what to do.
Steven, appreciate you, buddy. Congratulations, all seriousness.
Thank you, buddy. Y'all have a good one.
All right, buddy. I like that guy.
Okay.
Well, Steven, but it's just a weird question, right?
Yeah.
All
right. Well, if that's what today's going to be like, we're in trouble. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I just met with a surgeon and will be having my gallbladder removed. However, they have scheduled the surgery for the 13th of May, which is Friday the 13th. Do I try to reschedule and risk pushing the date a month out, or do I forget about the superstition and just keep the scheduled date? Also curious, are you superstitious? Any thoughts, advice? It's appreciated. Signed, Nervous in California.
Yeesh.
I understand what you're saying. I would not let an irrational thought affect something that you know you rationally need to do soon, which is the surgery. It's okay to have that irrational thought. Just don't let it control you by changing your surgery date. I am not superstitious. I am OCD about many things, where if I am not able to click one, click two, click three, click four, and then proceed, I feel like because I wasn't able to do that, the rest of the day is not going to go well. I must pet both my dogs in the same exact place in the morning before I leave the house in the exact same order, or it will not be a good show. Now, that's not a superstition. That's a mental illness.
Yeah.
And it's a slight one. But superstition, I don't believe in, but I'll take part in occasionally, especially for good luck. I have the occasional good luck because that's not going to hurt me. But I'm not going to let something affect me in a bad way because of superstition. Have the surgery. It won't be the day's fault if the doctor messes up. The doctor messed up. He shouldn't have drank last night.
Wow.
No, I don't know
that's
that.
True.
And that's the case. But there's a lot of things that happen on Friday 13th that are awesome. Planes land every day on Friday 13th.
Yeah.
Doctors have surgeries every Friday 13th. If it was a whole day of people just dying and getting cut up, and I'd be like, oh, not for you. You're fine.
Yeah.
Is it just the movie?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't know if.
Or is there a real superstition?
That's a good question. Because I've always thought it was just a movie.
Right.
And some hotels don't have 13th floors.
Oh, that's true. Good point.
And so maybe the number 13's always been unlucky because I think some of that's older than just the movie. Mm. What are you going to say, Amy?
I was just going to offer her some hope that I have noticed that when I fly on Friday the 13th, over the many, many years, I always think, well, I shouldn't fly this day. Something's going to happen. But like you said, my plane always lands and I end up fine. So go ahead with the surgery.
On Friday, October 13th, 1307, officers of King Philip IV of France arrested hundreds of Knights Templar, a powerful religious and military establishment. That is one of the things.
Back in 1307?
So they cursed, yes. Another one, some believe this is unlucky because of those 13, Judas was the betrayer of Jesus Christ. So there are a lot of different
reasons why
people have tied in the number 13.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
So have the surgery. Judas won't be there.
You know,
people have good stuff happen all the time. Here's another one. The unlucky nature of the number 13 originated with a Norse myth about 12 gods having a dinner party with Valhalla. The trickster god Loki arrived as the 13th guest and arranged for Hor to shoot Baldur with a mistletoe-tipped arrow.
There was a trickster god?
I mean, so
Loki,
far.
Loki was the guy to it in the Marvel stuff. Yeah,
that's crazy.
As you can see, there's a lot of things.
Yes.
You're fine in your surgery. Good luck. Hope you, it's going to be amazing.
Send us a note.
You can have a gallbladder of a 7-year-old when you're done. It's going to be awesome. All right. Close up the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Spring is here. Savor every moment with HelloFresh. HelloFresh's delicious options make it easy to get meals on the table because it's delivered right to your doorstep. Get started today at HelloFresh.com/Bones16. Use the code Bones16 for 16 free meals plus 3 gifts.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
The most fun facts of the week as curated by Amy. But first, a fun fact from Jackie in Jacksonville, North Carolina.
The origin of the term Mad Hatter comes from the Civil War when they would use mercury in the fabrics that were used. And because the hats were worn on their heads, the mercury was able to sink in and people would say, you are mad as a hatter. That's where that term comes from. It's now used in Alice in Wonderland and all that good stuff. Just thought I would share from your local history teacher nerd.
So mercury would get in your brain to turn you crazy?
Weird.
So you're a Mad Hatter. You're the Mad Hatter. Wow. That's pretty fun. Well, it's interesting.
Interesting.
Not that fun.
Yeah.
That's interesting. All right, let's go.
Number 5.
So So Kellogg's has admitted that every color of Fruit Loops is the same flavor, and that flavor is called fruit.
I'm surprised somebody's not suing.
Oh, yeah.
My Pop-Tarts don't have real straw. It's you a lied Pop-Tart. To
me. Yeah.
My Subway doesn't have real tuna. Well, there it goes.
It was tuna. Yeah. Supposed to be.
Yeah.
So F-R-O-O-T is the flavor.
And then Fruit Loop. Mm-hmm. But I can almost taste red when I eat red.
No, you can't. On the Fruit
almost,
Loop,
almost. I think about it. I think about it.
Number four.
So Chuck E. Cheese has an official backstory.
I know this. He was like an orphan. It's a very sad backstory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not fun, but go ahead.
It is fun because he throws parties. Okay, yeah. So he was an orphaned mouse who didn't ever know his birthday. So to make up for it, he hosts parties for children.
He still doesn't know his birthday.
Aren't all mice kind of orphaned mice?
I don't know. I haven't been in their house. I don't know their family.
They probably
dynamic.
Don't know their birthdays.
That's a sad story. He still doesn't know
but
his birthday.
But also fun because he throws parties.
Yeah, but people party that cover for other things. You know that as well as I do. Poor Chucky. Justice for Chucky. All right.
Number three.
So if you had $1 billion and spent $1,000 every day, it would take you about 2,740 years to spend it all.
If I had $1 billion, I'd be spending more than $1,000 every day.
That's right.
That makes me think of the We Crashed show about WeWork. He went through like 1.6
Don't spoil it.
Billion.
Yeah, don't spoil it.
Oh, Amy.
Okay, he spent a lot.
But don't spoil it.
It's called We Crash, so
I know,
obviously.
But
he's not even rich where I'm at.
Me either. I didn't even know if he made it. All right.
Number two.
Speaking of money, popcorn at a movie theater costs more per ounce than filet mignon.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a drug.
Because ounces, right?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
But I mean,
that'd be kilos, Bones.
Yeah, I mean, you think, when you go out to eat the steak, per
That's
ounce
crazy.
Is so expensive. When you're at the grocery store, I look at the ounce cost when I'm buying, like, a steak or a chicken. Like, I try to compare, but you don't ever think about it when you're paying for popcorn.
Well, that's the only thing the movie theater makes money off of is the concessions or the video games. They didn't make nothing off paying for a ticket.
Nothing?
Really?
No, I mean, very, very little. Small okay. percentage. That goes to the people that make the movie.
Oh, interesting. Didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a fun
pretty
fact.
Pretty fun fact, yeah.
Number one.
So the song Every Breath You Take by The Police is actually about someone so obsessed with a lost lover that they begin stalking them. And Sting has said that he's troubled by how many people believe that it's a love song.
Yeah, it feels lovey to me.
I'll be watching you because I love you.
I feel like parentheses there because I love you.
Wait.
Every night you
Stalker, man.
Yeah, it is. I still like it, though. But I think you can assign emotion, your own emotions. That happens to a lot of songs.
Every stalker right now is like preach, totally. It's all okay.
Brooks and Dunn, they say that one song's a love song. And Brooks and Dunn's like, it's not a love song.
Oh, Neon Moon's not a love song at all, yeah. But people assign that as a love song. Yeah. That's like I'm alone.
In a bar,
and I spend every night under the neon moon, which is a sign.
Yes, a neon sign.
Yeah, it's sad. Yeah, there you go. That's number one. By the way, if you want to call and give us a fun fact, all you have to do is call our voicemail line, 877-77-BOBBY. We would love to hear your fun facts. All right, that's it.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! Introducing the first ever Hyundai Ioniq 5. This thing has all the tech you would ever want. It's fully electric inside and out. Your journey at its most evolved. The Hyundai Ioniq 5, extremely limited availability. Available in select states only. Contact your Hyundai dealer for availability details. Our old and what?
Oh, no, sorry.
You're waving your hand at me.
I was practicing a TikTok thing.
We're in the middle of a segment.
No. I didn't know. No, it's a woman, her life was saved because of it.
Are you in pain right now?
No, I just want to remember it. In case I'm ever
she
kidnapped.
She was holding it up right in front of my face.
If I'm kidnapped, I wanted to know this.
But why right then, right when I was doing a tease?
Because I won't remember, and then I'm going to get kidnapped.
But it's literally, you're putting it right in front of my face.
I didn't mean to. Sorry.
All right.
Huh.
It was just weird.
Yeah.
Because I stopped the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think maybe you wouldn't do that right when we're...
I know.
Yeah. All right.
Good.
Let's just put this on the podcast or something.
Gosh.
Just so people can see what happens here on the show sometimes.
Well, they should know the hand signal then.
But not it, when your partner's that, recording something.
Yeah. That means you're telling Bobby, like, hey, I need something.
Yes, when someone waves, it's like, hey, I'm trying to tell you something. I have to pee. I have to, like.
I didn't wave. I stuck my hand out.
Wait, no, you waved.
You waved.
And if I'd have known the signal, I would have thought you were being kidnapped in the middle of a tea.
I know. But people should know this. You put your four fingers. I mean, we've talked about on the show before, but this happened again where this woman got kidnapped. And someone was saved because she used the secret TikTok signal to alert a cashier about her kidnapping. Mm-hmm. She put four fingers up, tucked her thumb at the palm, and then closed her fingers over her thumb.
But why do you have to hold it up high and close to me to practice it? Can't you just do it right beside your hip?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Sorry for wanting to save my future life.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So a nonverbal California teen was discovered by rescuers when they heard him clinking rocks together. He's 16 years old and he was out enjoying the outdoors with his family, but he got separated and was missing for hours. Wow. A whole operation took place, like people were searching for him. And then the mom said, yeah, I mean, he does like to play with rocks, but that's what he used to get people's attention and they eventually found him.
So they had to get really quiet. They had to, like, really think about it. I mean, they had to go next level with the thinking part of finding him. Because I think instinctually you just put the dogs out, you get a group of people, and you go march and yell, hello. But that would have been really hard to be quiet while you're searching for the... That's a great story. Good for him. Good for them. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, guys, it's Bobby Bones. My new destination for pet food is a place you probably didn't know carried things like dog food. It's Tractor Supply. You hear how much I love Tractor Supply because they have great values on supplies for all kinds of pets. If you're a dog person like me, a cat person like Amy, supplies for rabbits, horses, chickens. Now, this is pretty cool. When you buy a chick during the month of April, you will start getting fresh eggs this fall. Or maybe you didn't hear that. You can buy baby chicks at your local Tractor Supply. They carry a ton of different types of chickens with different breeds in store each week. And if you're lucky, some of the chicks grow up to lay blue eggs. Yes, that's why I love Tractor Supply. Blue eggs. Aside from their incredible selection, the team at Tractor Supply are extremely friendly, helpful, knowledgeable. They make sure you have everything you need when you bring those chicks home. When you shop using the Tractor Supply app, they offer same-day delivery and curbside pickup. You gotta do the Tractor Supply app. Shop now online, in-store, or on the Tractor Supply app.
Go! On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Lexi Hayden.
Lexi is our former intern. Are you tired of us saying that?
No, because it's a great part of my story that I love.
Yeah, and it gives us a reason to like bring you in. Like it's like I'm interested, right?
Yeah.
I think our listeners are interested, but you're also like a really good artist. And when you went on this show, we talked about it on the phone a little bit. It was called, or it was pitched to you as what?
MTV Music Video Project.
That's it, music video project.
Yes, and according to the other cast members, they got different names too, like the TikTok challenge or the TikTok show. So everyone kind of got a different name. I think they just didn't know what to call it.
So what I hear is that you went on and you were crushing it, and then out of nowhere they kicked you off, and Ray says it's because your country and they didn't know what to do with you.
That's my thought, and also the show gets very dance heavy after I leave, so the third challenge that I left right before is based off of choreography and dancing. So it was more of like a huge relief for me than anything when I found out I didn't have to like be judged on my dance.
Well, it makes sense and they kicked her off.
Yeah.
No, it makes total sense. Like I don't even know what I would have done. So I'm really glad that I did not have to do that.
We have featured Lexi on so many of the things that we've done. She had a show, a song that was on the Country Top 30. It was a spotlight artist back on April 9th. Now, the name of that song was what?
Pretty Damn Close.
Now, have you heard? I don't curse. I never get to say the name of your song.
I know. The kids I nanny also don't say that word.
Mm-hmm. So what do they say?
They call it Pretty Beep Close.
Okay. Would you mind? I know you have a guitar with us. Would you play like verse and chorus of Pretty Bleep Close? Here she is. Unfairly kicked off a competition show. Here is Lexi Hayden.
That's what I want to be known by right there.
I remember that summer, stealing all your shirts. My bed was always made, 'cause I was sleeping in yours. We were pretty damn close. Every weekend we'd stay in, unless there was a home game, then we'd be in those bleachers, matching jerseys with your last name. We were pretty damn close. So when they ask me why it's over, I just shake my head, 'cause it's crazy how it ended the way that it did. Yeah, it all adds up on paper, but everyone knows sometimes you don't find forever, you just get pretty damn close.
Nice job. That's awesome. So, that song, pretty bleep close, as I like to call it. Me and the kids. So, you're still hustling. I think a lot of people don't realize this because you're getting your song played on the radio. You're also out having to make money for rent, too. So, you just said you nanny.
Yes.
How are you playing shows and you're nannying? What's the balance there? You have to go from like a rock star to taking care of kids?
No, it really is like that. Well, I nanny a few days a week, plus I do dog sitting, and then I play gigs like 3 to 4 times a week. I'm pretty much always working. There is no balance, actually, right now, but I'm hoping that changes soon.
What do you remember about interning here?
I remember it looked very different in here. I remember all the interns.
We've grown up a lot.
I've grown up a lot, and I remember being starstruck by every single celebrity that walked in here. Because that was so new to me.
Do you remember
so
any celebrity that came in and you're like, wow, that's so cool?
I think my favorite and most humble person that came in here was Eric Pasley. He was my favorite person.
Have you been able to see him out at all?
No. You know what? And I remember missing the
day
that Sam Hunt.
His kid.
No, it is like that sometimes, but no.
Saw Sam Hunt and?
I know. I remember sleeping in the day Sam Hunt came into the show, and I never forgot how I missed Sam Hunt being on here.
You slept in and missed the show?
Yeah.
We'll make a bit out of that?
I don't know.
Did you get punished?
No. I only had to be here 3 days a week, so you could like choose. You could come in all 5 days, or you could come in 3 days. And I was like, oh, I'm so tired. And then Sam Hunt showed up, and I was like, Lexi,
what kind of ship was I running back then?
I don't know, man.
You can choose when you come in.
Doesn't sound like you.
Wow. Okay. Are you
there
sure?
There was too many of us.
You sure weren't you working for Big D and Bubba or something?
No.
Over across the hall. Lexi Hayden has a song called Tequila for Two. Is this a new song?
Yeah, it just came out.
Okay. Today?
It came out Friday, April 8th.
Okay, last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like how she did the whole date. I liked it.
Very nice.
April 8th.
There you go. So it's out now. Here is Lexi Hayden. This is a little bit of Tequila for Two.
Yes.
Neon lights, same old song, killing time till last call. Crowded room, all alone, tracing your name in the salt. Chasing that high that I get when I used to kiss the lime off your lips. Every round, every sip gets me drowning in you. And this cold quiver blue, drunk again at a table for one, drinking tequila for two. I'm drinking tequila, tequila for two.
That's a good one too. Yeah, good for you. Did you write that one?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
How often are you writing songs?
Right now I feel like I'm taking a little bit of a break just, with the TV show and with all the shows. But typically when I'm in like a writing season, I'll probably write 2 to 3 days a week. Yeah.
So if you're playing, where do you play shows now? Like, how do you play shows? Are you doing like writer's rounds? Are you getting paid to play at all?
I'm typically just doing paid to play stuff at this point. I'll play the listening room, a lot, 'cause they do pay. And I love that venue. I play the Nashville Palace, almost every Wednesday. And then I'll play at Casa Rosa, Miranda Lambert's bar, a lot of weekends, or Luke Bryan's, just to make money. And it's great, practice for performing.
Like, what can you make a night? Really getting into the weeds here.
$400.
You can do 400 bucks a night.
Broadway.
So I am doing 2 shows here in town on the 17th and 18th of June. And you say you make 400 bucks a night. What if I take you off Broadway and I give you 500 bucks a night
and you come and open my theater shows on the 17th and 18th.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and I'll pay you more than you normally make.
Yes.
You don't have to be at a bar.
100%.
Okay. This is better than making a pop star.
Yeah. So it'll be two shows, and for each show, I'll pay you $500.
Oh, that's amazing. My credit card bill is like, okay, you can pay me off.
June 17th and 18th. We haven't announced the shows yet. I haven't announced them, but this is kind of a semi-formal announcement. Are you committing to me right now?
I'm committing to you right now because I get back from the beach on the 14th, so I got you.
Okay, June 17th and 18th, you will be opening my comedy shows here in Nashville.
Oh my gosh, where are we performing?
Well, listen, we don't need to get into all the details now. I was just, when I was asking about how much you were making, I was not doing that because I'm just generally like, I wonder how. I was like, let me, whatever she's making, I'm going to pay her more.
No, that was like the high end I gave you.
Oh, well,
you.
Now she tells me that. Yes. Right. See, that's how to negotiate right there.
Yes. Good job.
That's it. Okay, so I'm going to count you in.
Yes, you can. You got me.
Those dates don't sleep in on those dates.
No, come on. I was like so young then. Also, we had to be here very early.
Have a choice. I did have a choice.
Yeah.
Amy, anything for Lexi? You want to say anything to her?
I'm just super proud of her. I'm excited. She does. It's like we witnessed her work so hard, and she's out here living the Nashville dream and showing others that it is possible, and you grind, and you work hard, so you deserve it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Lexi, thank you, and we will see you soon, all right?
And she's great with dogs and cats.
Her number to call her if you want to play.
Have you ever fed our fish?
No. I loved that segment, though, because I was like, nope, I haven't fed the fish.
Yeah. So
hey, don't.
Please feed it.
All right, there she is. Lexi Hayden, everybody.
Thank you.
Filing your taxes does not have to be difficult. Start for free at TaxAct.com, where you can get expert help with no appointment required. Your maximum refund is guaranteed. Go to TaxAct.com for guarantee details. TaxAct.com. Here's a voicemail we got late last night.
I just wanted to know if anyone on the show has been watching Beyond the Edge with Lauren Elena and Craig Morgan. They are doing amazing, and I think it's just awesome that the fact that they're working for charities, just to watch their stories and their history. So just wanted to check in and see if anybody had been watching that show. Thanks, guys.
I've seen a couple clips, but I haven't watched the show. It's kind of like a Celebrity Survivor, but they don't have to survive and win. They just have to survive, but they're not going to die. That seems like a show you'd watch, Lunchbox.
I watched about 15 minutes of it.
Oh.
It's terrible.
Oh, it is.
It's a terrible. No.
Well, it's not a slam on them.
It's not a slam on them, guys. It's just so corny and cheesy, and the host guy tries to make it all dramatic, like they could just write a big check from their wallet, but no, they choose to survive.
Well,
and
what if they did both? He'd be like, they could write a big check, but they're not. They're going to. Buddy, can you do that and survive?
He just wrote a big check.
Yeah, they're like, they want to test their bodies to the limits. And I watched like 15 minutes. I was like, this is garbage. Like,
wow.
Like, I understand. Like, great for, you know, Lauren Elena. And I forgot
who else he said?
Craig Morgan.
Yeah, I saw him bail out.
Now, that dude can survive, though.
Yeah, he's already. Yeah,
he could
like,
kill all of them.
That's what I'm saying.
If it was a survive till the death and you have to. He would win.
But my wife and I are into those type of shows. We watch 15 minutes, we're like, this is trash, and we turn it off.
Wow, I mean, he's a hard...
I'm just telling you, it's not good.
All right, there you go. I'm not really understanding. Is it good?
No, it's awful. Okay,
it's awful.
It's awful.
Okay.
All right, here is Mike in Pennsylvania.
Gosh. I have a morning corny for Amy. Why does Mr. Potato Head carry a cell phone in case Mr. Onion rings?
Ends on that.
Mr. Potato Head.
I like it.
Yeah, Mr. Onion Rings.
That's
good.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
I saw an article about gift cards, and it says they rarely get used in the first 6 months. And after that, they might even go missing, and people don't even end up using them.
I would think most gift cards, when a business sells them, they're like, yes, we just made some free money.
Yeah, companies say every year millions and millions of dollars worth of gift cards go completely unused.
I am bad about that sometimes and not using stuff. Gift cards that I've gotten, for example, for my birthday this year.
What about the Uber Eats one you got?
Yeah, what a random example you're using.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even know where it is right now.
I told you when I gave it to you, give me your phone and I'll put the code in right away.
I'm not falling for that. That's how people get their Venmo stuff.
I'm your friend.
Yeah, are you? I'll look today, though. I'll look and see if I can find it today.
This article also shared a tip that if you've got a gift card that you know you're not going to use, consider selling it in an online market for gift cards.
No, you will not.
No, I'll do that.
You can get full value of the card and you get straight cash.
I'll sell for $20.
Okay, guys. Right.
That's how much that meant to you. Speaking of money, a study shows that Bitcoin fans are psychopaths who don't care about anyone. So around the room, are you into Bitcoin?
Sounds like a lot.
I'm not into it. I have a little bit of it, but I'm not into it. I don't watch it or anything. I just kind of, when it's, I have a little app, about $5 here, $5 there. Mm. But yeah, no, Ray would be the most into it, but.
No, I just use it for sports gambling, but I don't have any Bitcoin now.
So we're no psychopaths here?
No, we're good.
All clear.
We all have passed the name test for people that are rude online, though. Like, they came out with a list of people that leave bad reviews. And
based on their name?
Yeah, apparently.
Or like their screen name.
Yeah, apparently David for men, they leave the most horrible reviews. And then Sarah for women.
Wow.
Yeah, those are you know what? That's just like generic dude.
Yeah.
Who's upset at his generic life.
David?
Yeah. So David and Sarah, okay.
And then Dolly Parton says that she starts her morning routine at 3 a.m. And that's when she does some of her best work. It doesn't matter if she got a full night's sleep or she went to bed super late. Her body knows 3 a.m., time to get up, and that's when she gets moving.
I wish I had whatever that gene is. Yeesh. Because I don't think that waking up at 3 a.m. voluntarily is just a choice.
Oh, she said it's a family trait.
Yeah, I think it is a choice, but it's also something you probably physically feel pretty good about, too. If I did that, you'd hate me.
Well, what time of day do you do your best work? Hers is 3 a.m.
I don't. Not a lot of good work coming from here.
Mediocre.
Yeah, I mean, I work all the time, but ain't a lot of quality, you know? My favorite time is probably like 7 p.m. That's when I feel the freest. So the opposite of right now.
Okay. Wow.
In every way. Like, they should have never put us on in the morning. Is that it, Amy?
Yep, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
The Ram 1500 exceeds all expectations and redefines what a truck can do with optional features like a 12-inch touchscreen, digital rearview mirror, multifunctional tailgate, and a panoramic sunroof. So if you're thinking about switching trucks, now's the time. Learn more at ram.com.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
9-year-old Ben Miller loves the dogs. Loves dogs. Always loved dogs. So for the past few years, he's had a lemonade stand where he sells lemonade and he gives all the profits to the dog, the Humane Association. Well, this year he set up his stand and he sold lemonade, sold some dog treats. He made $1,200.
Wow.
And he walked down to the Humane Association, had it in a bag, said, here you go, for the pups.
He just gave him that money. That's a lot of money.
Amazing.
For a 9-year-old.
That's a lot of money. And then it's a lot of money for a kid.
Yeah.
And he gave it all away. That's awesome. What's his name again?
His name is Ben Miller from Boise, Idaho.
Shout out, Ben. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, allows me not to pack as much. Because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry pumpkin seed, the number one ingredient is seeds. And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars or rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every one. The number one ingredient is always seeds or nuts. It's the bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors. Shop on Amazon today.